Good morning. It's Thursday, July 22nd. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. Portland police are searching for a suspect they say may have caused a devastating head-on crash. It happened yesterday on Northeast Gleason Street near 114th Avenue. Police say two men were thrown from one of the cars and were taken to a hospital with serious life-threatening injuries. The driver of another car was hospitalized with broken legs. They say a third car that may have caused the crash left before police could respond. If you have any information about that driver, call Portland Police. An Army lieutenant who disappeared over the weekend near Mount St. Helens was found dead yesterday afternoon. Hikers in the Mount Whittier area reported finding an unresponsive hiker at the bottom of a steep drop. Rescue crews recovered the body from the 200-foot embankment and confirmed it was Lieutenant Brian Yang. He was pronounced dead at the scene. There are more than 5,000 firefighters on the front lines of wildfires in Oregon right now, including 2,200 people working on the Bootleg Fire in southern Oregon. Authorities confirm lightning started that fire 2 weeks ago. It's grown to more than 395,000 acres, making it the largest active wildfire in the country. This morning, crews say containment is up to 38%. Smoke from dozens of wildfires in the western U.S. and southern Canada is drifting thousands of miles, reaching East Coast cities like Philadelphia and New York, as well as other parts of New England. Health authorities warn that sharply reduced air quality levels pose a threat, especially to those with lung and heart problems. New COVID-19 infections in the U.S. have more than tripled in a month as the more contagious Delta variant spreads nationwide. In a televised town hall last night, President Biden expressed frustration over vaccine hesitancy, saying the FDA should grant full authorization to the COVID-19 vaccines this fall, and that he hopes for emergency vaccine use approval for young children soon. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi rejected two of five Republican picks for a panel to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The two picks included Indiana Representative Jim Banks and Ohio Republican Jim Jordan. Republican Liz Cheney, who's on the investigative committee, says she supports the move. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the GOP will investigate the Capitol attack separately if needed. Be sure to check out all the great content on the Coin Podcast Network by visiting coin.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.